The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Bob, this is your first Donnie Football, or is it your second Donnie Football Friday? Didn't you guys do it in place of
me?
Yeah,
we did it the one time when you weren't here.
So we have picks. We have picks coming up here. First, I want to hear our season record and last week's record. Let's do that first, Limits.
All right, Donnie went 3-5 last week. He's now 24-33. Joe, you went 5-3. You picked up some ground.
Yeah.
Of course. 25-34 on the
Donnie,
season, though.
After a week, I was 7 games behind you. I've cut all of that out. I'm ahead of you.
I mean, I'm terrible in the college games.
You're making up ground. I went 3-5 like Donnie. I'm 28-31.
What am I?
You are 25-34.
Why would you want him to repeat
back.
That?
I'm only 3 games back. I'm hot, Bob. I was like 15 games under 500. All right, let's do this week's games, and we'll go Donnie, Bob, me, and Limits.
All right, a lot of games, so we got to hurry. Iowa State and Arizona State is the Big 12 championship. Arizona State's favored by 1.5.
I'm going to go Arizona State. They know that they can just punch their ticket with the win. They're in as of right now. They're going to win.
I go Iowa State. I like their team. I think they're gonna give them everything they can handle and win fairly comfortably.
I go Arizona State because I love Tempe, Arizona. I got a haircut there once, and the barber knew Jake Plummer.
Very nice. I have Arizona State as well, punching its ticket. Winner gets into the playoffs. Similar to the SEC championship, Georgia and Texas, Longhorns favored by 2.5.
I'm going to go with Texas to win the rematch here. I know Georgia beat them up in the first matchup, but I will take the Longhorns here.
Man, I mean, how many games in the last 4 years or so has Georgia actually lost? And it always seems to be to a good team like Alabama or this year Ole Miss. I'm taking Georgia here, coming up fresh off an 8 overtime win. Remember that one, Donnie?
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Riveting against Georgia Tech.
Bob? Georgia Tech gave it all they had. I'm going to take Georgia in this as well. I think the experience in these kind of big games are going to help them. Texas is a very good team, but I like Georgia.
I don't think Carson Beck's that good, but I do think that Georgia is able to pull one off once again against Texas. And being in Atlanta helps. Clemson, SMU, ACC championship game in Charlotte. SMU's favored by 2.5. Win and you're in.
I'm actually going to go with Clemson here. I think it would be awesome. I don't think this will end up happening, but I think it'll be awesome if Clemson wins. SMU bumps Alabama out of the conversation. But I think they would just screw SMU in that case because the NCAA will do anything they can to get Alabama in the playoff.
Is SMU, are there any major injuries this week for them?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
I'm picking them. I've seen them a couple times. They're pretty dynamic.
They're fast is what they are. And I don't think Clemson can keep up with them. And SMU right now is. And the thing about this, if SMU wins, for that matter, Clemson, one ACC team, that's it.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 0% financing on all Chevy EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd, high of 32, cloudy skies.
I got Clemson. All right, Penn State, Oregon. Oregon's favored by 3.5. Big Ten championship.
James Franklin in a big game. We know how this is going to go. Oregon's going to win in big.
I agree, Bob.
I think they're going to win, but not that. I think Oregon's talented and they'll win, but it won't be a blowout.
I think Penn State will keep it at least to a 3-point game. I don't know if they're going to win, but I will say the 3.5 goes under. Chiefs and Chargers in Kansas City. Chiefs are favored by 4.
Chargers are going to win this football game outright on Sunday night. The celebration for Kansas City winning the division will have to wait another week. Give me L.A. with the points.
Certainly L.A. is going to cover. I agree with every syllable and half syllable Donnie just uttered.
Not so fast. Ooh. Kansas City's about to stretch out and flex, and you're going to see it at the expense of Mr. Jim Harbaugh.
Give me the lightning bolt. Chargers, Bengals, Cowboys. Bengals are favored by 5 on Monday Night Football.
I can't trust the Bengals defense to do anything right, but I think Joe Burrow would just score too many points against the Cowboys. So through gritted teeth, Cincinnati minus 5.5.
Who's the Cowboys quarterback in this one? Cooper?
Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush still.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
what does that say about Trey Lance? He just sits there.
I know. I'll take the Bengals.
I'll take the Bengals only because of what you just said.
Steelers, Browns. Here we go. The big one. 6.5-point favorite.
I think the Steelers are going to bury them in this rematch. I think they're going to make it a point and make a statement against Cleveland. Official score, I'll go 31-10, 28-10, something in that ballpark.
Which one's your pick, Donnie?
Which one's your pick, Donnie?
I'll go 28-10. Steelers win on Sunday.
I go 34-13. It's an organizational win. One organization is fairly stable and at least wins more than it loses. The other one's one of the biggest jokes in the history of the National Football League. They just clinched their 22nd losing season since they came back into the league. It was their Super Bowl a few weeks ago, and they only won in Cleveland because Mike Tomlin and Artie Smith decided it was a great idea to have their red-hot starting quarterback watching from the sidelines with the game on the line so their backup could throw one 30 yards down the field.
It's not exactly a short answer to your direction.
So the Steelers are going to win this big time, and TJ Watt's going to make a big statement with, yes, you read it here first, Bob, 4 sacks, 34.
I'm going to remember that. I'm going to say 31-10. I think it's all going to be Steelers. I think this rematch, the way it is, the way Cleveland played on Monday, short week, look out.
I've been saying all week it'll be Steelers by 10. I'm going to predict them by 9, 23-14. Steelers win it.
That was wonderful, Limits, and we appreciate your efforts.
Bob, thank you.
We appreciate yours as well to make
good
it
to
in
see
here
you guys.
Today. You said the Cower interview. When can we catch that?
Yeah, that's tonight, 5 and 6. We'll have two different versions, and we'll play it again over the weekend on our pregame show, which is 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, prior to the NFL Today, prior to the game, and then 2 hours postgame with Chris Hoke and yours truly.
Does he seem like a happy man at this point in his life,
Bob?
Oh,
he is so happy.
67 years old? Yeah.
So happy. And we were talking. I said, every time I see you ask this question, I got to believe one. He said, when I got this job, I loved it to the point where I would never have gone back to coaching. I thought within the first 5 years he would. Like, he'd have some offer that would just, he said, no. He loves it. Got a great platform. Why wouldn't you?
Do you think he has said to you that he never seriously considered any other team?
Never seriously considered.
That's fascinating to me. Donnie, you're a wonderful man. This was a Donnie Football Friday that we shall never forget. We went
date a lot of places. Date night with the bearded wonder.
Date night with the bearded wonder. You won a steak dinner that Bob is paying for.
At my expense, apparently. Yeah.
Thanks to Quincy Morgan. All three of you guys are wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah.
Name the restaurant. Name. I'm going to control how much ounce you steak you take, though. You're not going to get away with 22 ounces.
I'd go to Ruth's right Chris here. If I were
the
you.
Old 96er like John Candy.
Yeah. Like John Candy. All right, you guys.
Have
we'll
a good
talk
weekend.
On Bob. We'll see you on Monday. We're going to have
sir.
A lot to talk about one way or the other. I think we're going to be talking about a smashing Steeler victory. Healthy roster, Herbig, Highsmith, Watt all together for a game. Highly motivated team bringing in this crap franchise from Cleveland in for a slaughter. I think, at Acrisure Stadium. They're just being led to slaughter. Did I mention they're on a short week coming off a game in Denver? Yes, that's the way we all see it. Goodbye, and thank you, Limits.
Have a wonderful week.
Good night.